This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House failed to override President Trump's veto Tuesday of a resolution blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
It's a win in his bid to spend billions more on border barriers, but actually doing it will likely be held up by long court battles. He declared the emergency after Congress authorized far less money than he wanted for the barriers. Both chambers approved a resolution blocking the declaration. He issued the veto almost immediately. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration says it wants the entire Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, struck down. In a filing Monday with the Federal Appeals Court, the administration said the entire law should be struck as unconstitutional. Previously, the administration had called only for parts of it to go. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this could leave millions of Americans without coverage.
President Trump said the Republican Party will be the party of health care. If that is true, God help middle-class Americans.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the GOP health care plan will continue the protections for people who've already been diagnosed with an ailment.
We want to, number one, protect people with pre-existing condition. We strongly support that, while we also want to lower premiums. This is the big difference between Republicans and Democrats in Washington. We want a health care plan where families can choose the doctor of their choice from wherever they want to buy a policy.
Millions of people are benefiting from the ACA's taxpayer-subsidized private insurance plans, but enrollment is declining. A Justice Department official says it will take Attorney General William Barr weeks, not months, to finish reviewing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation report and make a version available for the public. This is